Blog Talk Radio.
Western Union. Telegram for Bill Hardy. Hey, Tim. This is from Barbara.
Oh, what is she talking about, man?
She says she still loves me.
Right. Okay. So you guys are probably wondering, what is that about? Well, that's the intro to the song. The name of the song is Starting All Over Again. And we've all been in that position where it's starting all over with a job, a friendship, relationship. That's just part of the progression of life. However,
you're
not here to listen to me talk about it. I'm just going to chime in from time to time to try to help keep this thing balanced. But we're going to listen to the authority on grief and loss, which is Dr. Tamitra Clark. Good morning.
Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. And in some parts of this world that we live in, good night. I am glad to be back with you again to continue the conversation. I mean, numb is not enough in various shapes, forms, and fashions. As Dr. Brown said, we're going to look at today talking about starting over when you have just had enough and you're tired of doing the same old thing and you're tired of being tired. So now we need to do something different. How do we get back to business? Dr. Brown.
Tired of being tired. Well, our first comment, we've all decided not to do names because some people were uncomfortable putting themselves on blast, but their comment I thought was worthy here, which is, yes, I'm tired of, what did she say? I'm tired of going through this, so it's time for me to do something different, but I am afraid. Dr. Clark, this particular person is very much afraid of starting over.
Absolutely. And that's common. And that's a common response to anything that we want to start new, because what does that tell us? It tells us that we have to let go of something that is familiar to us. We have to lose something and take a loss around something that is familiar to us. And so, yes, what will that do? It will put us in a position of having to grieve something, and we don't like grieving. And we know that when we're starting over with something, change is different. Change we don't always understand. With change comes some uncertainty, there comes some ambivalence, there comes some decisions that require us to really stop and do a self-inventory about what ahead. What lies ahead of me? What is waiting for me around the corner? And am I going to be ready for what life throws at me if I decide that I want to do something different? But whether afraid or not, there's always something good on the other side of that change. But oftentimes, we don't allow ourselves to get there because we stop midstream. Or we don't start because we allow ourselves to be overcome by the fear. And so it requires what we talked about earlier, a change in our mindset. Remember the MBA process in addressing your journey of grief and loss? It's no different. There's a mindset that has to be shifted. There's a belief system that may require some shifting, and there's some actions that may require some shifting. So I would offer to look at those three things as it relates to what you want to start over from and see what needs to be shifted and do it afraid. Doing it afraid is better than not doing it at all. Because if you don't do it at all, then you'll never get on the other side of the fear.
Wow. All right, folks, there will be a test on what those three items are, so hopefully you were able to write those down. Moving right along, our next one says, I don't know if I have time to start all over again. Now, before you respond, Dr. Clark, let me add a couple of pieces to this. As I'm hearing it, because they were not very specific, and that's okay because everybody's situation is a little bit different. But if I'm looking at this individual and they say, you know what, I spent 20 years on that job and they just let me go. I didn't even get a watch. So, but I don't have 20 more years to build myself back up in this industry. But I know I got to start over because I'm forced to because the company done went out of business, okay? Or if someone's been in a relationship for quite some time and then they're saying, I don't know if I have time to start all over again. So what I'm leading to is a question that if a person is looking to start all over, does that mean that they're looking to duplicate the same scenario that they had, or is this a new chapter?
It should be a new chapter. Why do we want to do more of the same? The more of the same may not be serving us well. In every aspect of our lives and in every piece of our journeys have chapters. And when those chapters have been completed, that leg of the journey is done. And so starting over could only be a good thing in the end. How many of us have found ourselves in that very position here in COVID, where we had jobs one day and got a call the next and said, oh, we're no longer in business. Where we had a place to live one day and then we got a call saying, you got to be gone by the end of the week. So COVID has forced us into having to start over more than once in various areas of our lives. And I have to say that even though it's been a challenge, even though it has not been easy, even though there's been times where you cry and you have your pity party for a moment, I wouldn't be able to share the space that I'm sharing with you all today that I've not been pushed out into the deep end with no life raft.
Uh-oh, talk about it now.
And so I had to learn to dog pedal my way back to shore and put the pieces together and create a new way of being, of showing up, and being unapologetic about the transformation that I've given myself permission to take on, so that I can be a part of the journey that you're on as you start over. So don't be afraid. It's a good thing. Do something new. Do something new and do something different. You owe it to yourself.
You owe it to yourself to give it a shot. Well, I owe this to our sponsor, Flashback Academy, where we help veterans and former foster care youth get off the streets. While we do mostly referrals right now, we are looking at building this academy that will house over 200 veterans and former foster care youth. Now, don't get it twisted or misunderstood. We're not talking about young or people under 18. We're talking about those who have aged out of the system and they are treated like adults. I mean, it's very interesting. You remember how cute you were when you was a kid and everybody said, oh, wow, they're so cute. What a lovely child, you know, and they cater to you. But as you got older, eventually that support system changed a bit. You were kind of thrown out there. We can take a look at even Dr. Clark, as she had mentioned, you know, I had to kind of swallow my pride or whatever it took to get back out there, even dog pedal to the shore. That meant she wasn't even adept at swimming, but she did whatever she had to do to get to the shore. Well, our young people sometimes can't find it, and this is what we're taking a look at. You folks helping us build Flashbacks, where not only will they receive shelter, but they'll also receive vocational training, the mental health support to put them back together, cells back together, and obviously work experience. Your donations go a long way, even if it's a dollar. Our Cash App at $flashbackacademy.com. Oh, there's no .com. Thank you very much for that. Now let's move on to the next piece, because there's some exciting pieces that are attached to starting all over and scary pieces at the same time. Dr. Clark, we're going to go ahead and take a look at what are some of the scary pieces as it relates to starting all over.
Well, we've kind of talked about a couple of them. The not knowing. And the not knowing is probably the biggest fear factor that we have. We are a society of people. Well, I know that I am. I need to know what's happening. I need to know what's coming up. I need to know what's around the corner. I need to know what's happening after this commercial break. What am I coming back to? What's going to be on the station when this 30-second commercial is over? And we are a people in the nation that want to know. The not knowing is something that very often is one of the key factors that keeps us from thriving, because we don't know. And we don't know because we fear. We fear of what there is possibly to know. So we don't even know what's on the other side. We don't know if it's good, bad, ugly, or what. But we have made up in our mind, we have already created a narrative and a story and an outcome in our mind that says, this cannot be good. What's on the other side is not good for me. Nothing good ever happens to me. It's going to be the same old thing. So we have created this negative outcome dialogue in our mind, and we allow that to control what we believe. We allow it to control what we value. We allow it to control the actions that we make as a result of that. And so, again, we have to let go of wanting to know every detail along the way. Part of the excitement that can come from starting over is the not knowing. Because in the not knowing, that gives you an opportunity to create something. It gives you an opportunity to experience something that you're not accustomed to experiencing. Remember a while ago we talked about something called post-traumatic growth. That's finding the possibilities, the good possibilities, I'm getting tongue twisted, out of tragic events and negative events in our lives. And it requires us to look at some different elements of our lives. It requires us to do a self-inventory of where we've been and how we have been existing, where we want to get to, and the exciting part is that we get to control putting the pieces of that puzzle together to get to the other side. And will it come with some bumps and some? Will it come with some scratches on the knees and on our elbows? Absolutely. But that's when you know that it's all worth it. Because anything that comes too simple doesn't have the same meaning to it. It's like, I breezed through that. Like, do you have anything else for me? Like, give me something that's going to challenge me a little bit. And change will definitely challenge you. And so don't look at it as being an obstacle. Don't look at it as being a burden. Look at it as being an opportunity in you about yourself that maybe you didn't know before, or maybe you have known, but because of life and because of the narrative that you've written in your mind and the narrative that society or people in your space have written about you, and you decided to take that narrative instead of taking the one that really is about you, and you decided to go off of that one, give yourself a chance to be who you were designed to be and step out of the box and be what you are designed. You're fearfully and wonderfully made. So give yourself that opportunity when it comes to starting all over again. Other things that keep us starting over again are the people around us. Sometimes, just like with grief, we feel guilty. If we grieve, or if we mourn, if we move on, right, from that, we feel guilty. Oh, how can I do that? I'm being disrespectful. Well, sometimes when it comes to starting over, making a change, doing things different, we feel guilty because guess what? Everybody may not be able to make that trip with you. Because in the process of transforming, that process is for you. And it's yours and yours alone. A lot of times you see these rap artists and these, you know, R&B artists, and they have these entourages, right? And some of them have these huge, ginormous entourages, right, that can fill up a whole stadium because they're trying to bring everybody from the hood along with them on this journey. And what happens, they start to sap the life out of you. And then what you have worked for, that new beginning that you have worked for, you start to not enjoy it because now you still feel that sense of obligation for others who you keep trying to bring along with you. You're trying to bring them with you, but the fact of the matter is they weren't really designed to be a part of that chapter of your life. But because of that sense of loyalty, and we don't want to feel guilty, sometimes we say, okay, I can't do that because I can't leave my homegirl, or I can't leave my homeboy, or what is my mom going to think, or I can't, you know, my sister's going to feel bad, or, you know, my brother's going to feel bad. It's a mindset. Got to change the mindset. Because if they're really on your team, they may not cheer you on initially, but when they see the goodness, and when they see what you are evolving to be, at some point, they may become a cheerleader. But guess what? If they don't, it's okay. Because it's about you. So we let the fear get in our way. We let the thoughts in our mind get in the way. And we let what others may have to say get in our way. And we have to change our mindset because your journey is for you. Again, is yours and yours alone. Dr. Brown.
Ooh, okay. The excitement and the fear of you becoming the new you. So this last one said, Dr. Clark, was what if they don't like me, the new me? What if they don't like the new me?
And we just said that. And they may not. It is okay. It is definitely okay. Because are you the new you for you or are you the new you for them? Who are you trying to create this new you for? So ask yourself that question. Is this about me? Is this about them? Who is it about? Why do I care if they like me? They may not. Remember, that chapter for them may be closed. Everybody is not going to like you. They're not going to like the journey that you're on. And then that is just life. That's just life. And it is okay. No one can like you if you don't like you. And remember, we teach people how to treat us. So if that process of becoming the new you, they can see that you're being good to you, they may hate for a while, but guess what? Hating by yourself and being in conflict with yourself, that's no fun. Who wants to do that? Right? So eventually, we send out the energy, we send out the message that we want to send people about how to treat us. And so if we're not good to ourselves, if we don't like ourselves, then you know what? You're right. They're not going to like you. And if they can see the love that you exude for yourself and that you're going to be unapologetic about loving yourself and about giving yourself a chance, then that's on them. Again, It's about you. It's not about them. We can love them from a distance. Doesn't mean that we love them any less or that we don't want the best for them. Maybe we need to encourage them to be a little different with themselves. Maybe we can encourage them to try to find a new way of being. And if they choose not to, remember, it's a choice. You cannot be sorry for the choice to give yourself an opportunity to do something different. We just can't.
You know, I'm going to share a quick story with you folks as a testimony to what Dr. Clark is talking about. Once upon a time, I had what people called a good job, and was making pretty good money. And I went to the person in charge, and I says, you know, I don't think this is working for me. So the individual says, so what are you going to do? I go, I don't know, but my journey begins out there, and I got to go find another path because this isn't satisfying me. I don't want to knock anybody's job, so that's why I'm not just telling you exactly what it was. Well, I guess I will. I drove a bus, and I was making, like I said, good money. I had a chance to meet nice people every day, I guess, or people going through stuff. But it wasn't fulfilling. And the day that I left, less than a week later, I got an opportunity to go into the field of helping children in the system of foster care. It became so rewarding, and I got pretty good at it, that I became a trainer. And before you know it, when people kept saying, well, when are you going to start using your degree? I go, you know, it's not about the titles and all of that stuff. That helps me get to the door. But what's going to take me through the door is my new attitude. And
absolutely.
So for a long time, I wouldn't carry those brands that people wanted to put on me because I wanted to be, well, you know how it is. As soon as somebody finds out that you're a doctor, they're coming at you a different kind of a way. They're not being themselves. They all are either looking for healing or they're looking to challenge your experience and your wisdom. But I overcame so much of that that I was able to successful to write a book, hire a lot of people, and I got showed some films the other day of some of the workshops or theatrical performances that we had done. And I asked on LinkedIn for a recommendation. And the individual that I asked immediately says, oh, absolutely. And they wrote something that I thought was pretty favorable. That was worth more to me. And I never had to look back of what would have happened if I had stayed on that job, driving around the circle for 20-something years and then getting off of that bus and don't have a clue what the real world was doing because I was on that bus just passing through. Well, when I got off the bus, I was able to stop really and smell the roses and engage. Were there bumps in the road? Absolutely. But the biggest part was that I knew I gave myself a chance. Starting all over again did not hurt me. It rewarded me. So I thank you, Dr. Clark, for those words. And as we prepare to now, again, start wrapping up so soon, why don't you share with the audience just what they can might need to take away with them as they look for that strength to be able to start all over. And thanks for allowing me to share my little story of starting over, Dr. Clark.
I think it's important for all of us to know that we have everything that we need within us to thrive, to survive, to be well, to do well again. And starting again doesn't mean we do it by ourselves. Sometimes we think that we're on this road alone, and that we have to go through all this by ourselves. Well, we were never designed to do anything alone. So I offer, if you're in a place where you're trying to start over, you want to start over, and you're not quite sure how to do it, find yourself a support system that can be there when those roadblocks come. to let you know that you're on the right path. If you don't have a roadblock, then you have nothing to get over. If the road is always smooth, then the reward is not going to be as fulfilling. So give yourself the space and give yourself the grace to live again. Be kind to yourself and give yourself an opportunity to experience life on your terms and being unapologetic for where that road to a brand new you may lead you.
Outstanding. Thank you, Dr. Clark. I know you've got some tremendous opportunities ahead of you this morning. We are wishing you well, and our prayers are with you. And for those of you who have listened to our show, share this with somebody. It only makes you a little bit better because, as Dr. Clark was saying, we all have a unique set of skills to be able to offer to the world. Let yours just be one of caring and selflessness to be able to share what we are doing to help as many people as we can across the country and around the world. And Lord knows, we sure do need it. Thanks again, and good luck on your journey for starting over, ladies and gentlemen. All the best.
Starting all over again, it's gonna be hard, but I pray that the Lord will help us make it. Starting all over again, it's gonna be slow. We both know that we can make it. Oh, yeah. And never talk about right or wrong. We got this. Yeah.